I am very, very skittish at the lack of leadership when it comes to education in this state and in this country. I've got a kid who is going to be in fifth grade. I've got a high school senior, and I've got a sophomore in college. Okay, so I'm spanning the spectrum here. And is there a clear path about what we're supposed to be doing with this? It's very frightening because this is coming up very quickly. Arizona, Arizonans go back to school sooner than most of the country.
Yeah.
So we're going to be the first ones into this.
A few weeks away, August, beginning of August.
Well, it used to be they moved that back to August 17th now. The governor has moved that date back to the middle of August, but still, we're going to be among the first states to either go back to school or not go back to school. And there's so little leadership, and it's such an issue that cannot be politicized because these are our children, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But you're laughing because there's no way it's not going to be.
No,
right.
Because, if you're familiar with the world now, every issue is politicized in any direction.
Well, but I would counter and say that is where we have to be better than that. That is where we, in this state, in this place, at this time, in this moment, we have to demand more from our leaders
If you think it's hard to get a sports league of several hundred people back in action.
Uh-huh.
Imagine thousands and thousands of students all in every city, in every state, across the entire country. So I understand it's...
So that's fascinating. So college football is just kind of hanging there going, what are we doing?
The college football question I have is that if you don't have a football season, what happens to the people that are on football scholarships?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million different little details that have to be ironed out as far as that goes. And then the NFL, as you can see now, things are getting a little prickly between players and the game, the league, about, okay, what exactly are we doing? How safe are we going to be? How much are we playing for? It's all starting to cook. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The heat's on four, but you can tell the pan's starting to get a little hot.
They're starting to pass... Baseball and basketball are starting to pass the baton to football.
Right.
To start, worrying arguing.
So that's where we're at today. All right, without further ado, Jared Carlin, let's start this train wreck.
The Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, the NBA, hopefully we'll have liftoff soon. The Phoenix Suns, with Devin Booker, have reported to Orlando. The WNBA has reported to the IMG Academy. There are varying reports of how happy these players are with their conditions. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about NBA players complaining about food trays.
I agree. Come on, stop it. And this is only for 3 days, and then the personal chefs, once the quarantine ends, they have all their own special personal chefs and all this stuff.
Come on. Let's get real with this. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns are already deeply ensconced in playing video games in their hotel room.
DeAndre Ayton brought his own monitor.
Devin Booker had a huge console. Yeah. But you know what? As the parent in me wants to scold them. But the basketball fan in me says, all right, good. You are now going to hunker down. You're going to play basketball and hunker down. So I guess that's all good, right? All right, also in college football, as we mentioned, Jim Harbaugh spoke about college football. Comments that have created a little bit of a stir because they sound like football coach thinking football is more important than anything else. And come on, we've got to play football. What does football have to do with COVID-19? That's basically what he said.
Right. Yeah, essentially like... Football didn't cause COVID-19, so why can't we play football during COVID-19?
Right. And that's kind of what he said, and it's kind of speaking to where exactly is this sport going. And you can only imagine the pressure on both sides. You can only imagine the pressure in some places where college football is 99% of their civic esteem, how important it is for them to play and where that might lead. All right, the NFL players we mentioned earlier, Tom Pelissero tweeted out that the NFL was thinking of potentially putting X amount of dollars from the players into escrow to combat for football with no fans. And that created quite a little fury from players. A little preview of what's going to happen when these two sides start arguing about money.
Lorenzo Alexander co-hosted with Luke Lipinski this morning.
Oh, what did he say about it?
He sent me like this. Here we go. They're not going to be happy about that.
Is that what he said?
Essentially, like, here we go.
Okay.
The players will not be happy about
this. All right. Okay, Major League Baseball, as we mentioned, they've got a schedule out. Hopefully, we will get to that point. We've got Bryson DeChambeau, who is suddenly now kind of having to deal with the PED rumors. It was brought up by a writer for Yahoo Sports, saying, have we learned nothing from the past? And then Brooks Koepka tweeted out that character in a roid rage. That guy that, I'm sorry, I should have his name.
Ooh,
you don't know who it is.
I don't know
who
you're talking about, no.
You don't know who it is.
Like a movie clip? Character?
I'll figure it out. It's a famous movie guy who reacts in a steroid rage to dispute the fact that he's on steroids. It was that baseball player. It was that sitcom. Man, I can't believe I'm blowing this. All right, don't worry about it. Stay tuned. Trust me on this. Brooks Koepka took a steroid jab at Bryson DeChambeau. See, I'm telling you, he's threatening to make golf interesting, Carlin.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's something about, like, you show up looking like the Incredible Hulk and you say, oh, no, 6 protein shakes a day. That's it.
Yeah, right.
Of course, it's very suspicious.
All right, and then finally today.
Kenny Powers.
That's him. Thank you.
I'm looking right at that. Eastbound and down.
That's what it is. That's what Brooks Koepka tweeted out to kind of, like, needle or further or fuel this sudden storyline.
Uh-huh. No context and no adding or anything.
Nothing.
Yep.
It's a garbage maneuver.
A subtweet, as they say.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. And then finally today, we're going to get into an interesting topic. The topic of asterisks. Will we all accept LeBron James as a 4-time NBA champion if the Lakers win a title in the bubble? It's a fascinating discussion. That and a lot of more cool stuff coming your way.